Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come another night, another day, even another week. to bring to you his holy and exalted and perfect word, even the word of Yah. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here, 1907 Vine Street, bringing you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I'm going to do. But who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael. Yah is our judge. He's our lawgiver. He's our king. He's our only Savior, and not just of Israel, but the Savior of the world. My great pleasure and honor that the Creator has allowed me to bring to you his great and exalted word. For there are no words greater and that can be compared to the word of Yah. Up until yesterday, we completed a series of dealing with the seven spirits of Yah. And we were demonstrating and showing how these very spirits are essential to how we operate in the earth. As a matter of fact, the Creator said that many of these spirits, all of them in actuality, the only way that we're able to keep his word, his commandments, statutes and judgments, his laws, if we take hold to the very spirits that the Creator, that only come from the Creator himself. So we talked about the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of counsel and might, and the fear of Yah, and the spirit of Elohim. But what are those spirits even made for? What are they created for? Well, they only created so that we, as the Creator servants and people, the only reason those spirits have relevance to our being is that it is these spirits that will give us the ability to keep the Creator's words. Oftentimes, we want to know why certain people don't get the Creator's word. It seems like it's just real easy. It seemed to be just in black and white. It don't seem like it would be hard for anybody to understand this. But then when we look around, we find that it's very difficult for people to understand the various things that we bring to you and teach. And there's great diversity among the Creator's word. And why? Because of these spirits. unless you have one of the spirits of the Most High, then how could you then understand his words? The scripture teaches us this, the Creator's word is our wisdom and our understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall say, this is a wise and understanding people. Of course, this is not what the people are saying about us today, but nevertheless, it takes these spirits. That's what wise and understanding is. It comes from the spirit of wisdom as well as the spirit of understanding. But now that we seem to have the ability or know at least the various things that we must utilize, the instruments that the Creator gave us so that we can understand his word, then you must ask yourself, well, what is the word of Yah that these spirits give us the ability to even know how to teach and know how to do? Ain't no sense of talking about the Creator's word and you don't even have the instruments to fulfill and execute the very word that you're talking about. See, a lot of people talk about the word of the Most High, but do they have the tools that's needed to do his words? And then what is the word of Yah? Because some people are under the impression that the word of Yah was made flesh. And the word walked among his people. And this word that was made flesh died on a cross, and he was buried 3 days and three nights, and he died for our sins. Is that the word of Yah? Well, according to the book of John, JC is the word of Yah, but not so according to Yah himself. That's why it's important for us to know what is the word of Yah. Then you might ask yourself, well, is the word of Yah 613 laws that was given to his people? And of course, this comes from the Jewish community, who would tell you that there are 613 laws. Well, I never read that in my life. Well, just because I didn't read it don't mean it ain't true. But I seriously doubt if a Jewish person know anything, and especially how many laws the Creator has. And why would I say that? That is because the Almighty never gave his word to a people called Jews or Jewish. He never sent his word to those people. And I'm going to show you who he sent his word unto. And they will not call themselves Jewish. Or is his word come from various different books that our people adhere to, reverence, respect, revere, such as the Talmud? We get messages on our board about the Talmud all the time, and and not one place in the Talmud, not one place where anyone can go into the Talmud and tell you, thus says Yah, or the word of Elohim came unto me saying, or Yah said anything. Yah never spoke in the Talmud at all. And it's not a book that the Almighty Spirit has took the time to go in to teach us anything. This is a book that comes from men that don't know the word of Yah. And I'm going to show you that. And what about the book of Enoch? Yeah, we never spoke in this book called Enoch. As great as the man Enoch in the scriptures was, Yahweh never spoke in a book called Enoch. Then we had this book called the Book of Jubilees. And we brought all these books to you. That's why we're talking about what is the word of Yah. The Almighty never spoke in a book called the Book of Jubilees. All the Book of Jubilees does is recite a bunch of laws in the scriptures that's already there. Nothing new. But then it will begin to start interpreting the various laws. And the Jubilee is how one count. And they'll count in the Book of Jubilees. And we studied the count in the Book of Jubilees and how they would count. And one day we'll bring it to you all. And it is totally inaccurate. Nothing that the Almighty sent to our people or said to our people. And I may add, none of these books, the New Testament, the Quran, they are void of the word of Yah. And I'm going to show you and prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are void of the word of Yah. Because once you know what the word of Yah is, then you can understand why our people should never, ever put these books beside the word of Yah, which is the Holy Scriptures. And I may add this other book that they have on bookshelves, and you can get it from off of Amazon, and don't waste your time, because it's also a counterfeit, and that is the so-called Book of Jasher. It's a counterfeit. I wouldn't bring it in my home if I was you. Now, this is true. I got it in mine because I'm a teacher, and as a teacher, I study all the books to let you know which ones are counterfeits and which ones are not. And that one is a great big counterfeit, a gigantic counterfeit that no Israelite should bring before Yah's people to teach them. As a matter of fact, none of these books should be brought before the greatest people on earth. And that is Yah's chosen. The only book that you need is the Holy Scriptures to serve the Most High. And we're going to define what Yahweh's word is so you won't be confused, bamboozled, tricked, beguiled like many of our people are today. And the Creator said he will make the crooked things straight. And he is today. But let me show you the Creator's word. The first place I want you to turn to is the book of Proverbs. Proverbs, the 30th chapter. In the book of Proverbs 30, this is what the scripture says in the 5th verse. Every word of Elohim is pure. And what is pure? They'll tell you today you don't. And that's why when you look up the word pure, you got to define it according to the Most High. Because if you look up the word pure and go by the definitions of your enemies, they will tell you that this juice is pure that you drink. The water is pure that you drink. The food that you're eating is pure. But it is not. These things are totally contaminated. They are full of impurities. But yet, on the bottom, it is say pure. This medicine, full of impurities. There's nothing pure about this stuff. However, though, every word of Elohim is pure. In other words, what do that mean? That means his word don't have any blemishes at all. It's unblemished. It's totally pure. It don't have any errors in it. And I may add, don't get Yah's word confused with the word of man. Because Yah's word is totally pure. Every word. And watch what it says. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Now watch this 6th verse. And this is what all the other books do. And this is one of the reasons why you can't trust in these books. Well, one, they ain't the word of Yah anyway. But watch what happens. 6th verse. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. And this is why you never want to go into these books. Because if you bring these books to someone such as myself who know these books, then that's all you're going to be is found a liar. Now, if you want to prove me a liar and say they are the word of Yah, well, 919-931-6216. 919-931-6216. That's my number. Or you can go to worldgatheringyisrael.org, which is our website, and you can find our information on there, and just get in touch with me and just tell me which book is the Word of Yah and which book we should be going by other than the Holy Scriptures. And I'll be glad to have that discourse with you, but I know I'm not going to get that call. Every word of Elohim is pure. And the Almighty admonished anyone that would add to his words. Why? Because as soon as you add something to his words, then that's when you defile it. And Yah's holy. And Yah don't want you defiling his words. And one of the ways that our people have begun to defile the word of Yah is by adding and taking away. Furthermore, another way they have defiled the word of Yah is in the book of Jeremiah 23. And I want you to turn there. Because what are we discussing? What is the word of Yah? In the book of Jeremiah 23, I want you to see this. Because this frequently happens, and the Creator do not like this at all. and watch the 30th and the 31st verse. Jeremiah 23 and 30. Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets. And what is a prophet? Well, all the prophet is a messenger. Most people think a prophet is some mystical person that came from heaven. There's no prophets. Well, you don't think Yahweh have messengers today? It's just a messenger. This is no mystical person. Isn't it angels today? Then why wouldn't it be prophets? Because all the angel is a messenger. And all the prophet is a messenger. These are just messengers. And we got a lot of people, they don't call themselves prophets, but make no mistake about it, they call themselves giving you a message from the Most High. So you don't have to use the word prophet, but are you saying this message that you're teaching today and that you're giving today is from the Most High? And if they say no, then why are you sitting there listening to them? But if they say yes, this applies to them. And watch what it says. Therefore, I'm against the prophets, says Yah, that steal my words, everyone from his neighbor. And how do they steal the words of the Most High? Behold, I am against the prophets, says Yah, that use their tongues and say, he said. And that's what they do. Yahweh said, well, where did Yahweh say a man can die for another man's sin? Where did Yahweh say that? I don't care about this misinterpretation. You see somebody die. See, they die because of this, and they die because of that. Where did Yahweh say another man can die for the sin of anybody? And Yahweh never said that. Where did Yahweh say another man can be your savior? And Yahweh never said that. And where did Yahweh say that you can eat anything as long as you pray over it and bless it? And that is not what goes in a man, is what comes out of a man. Yahweh never said none of this stuff. That people have fixed their tongue to say. So if you want to know the word of Yah, you got to go to the source himself, where Yahweh said it. And we ask people all the time, it's very simple conversations when I meet with various leaders, where did Yahweh say that? And if they can show me, then Yahweh said it. But if they can't show me, then why are you stealing the Creator's words and fixing your tongue to say, he said? And the Creator don't like this at all. Another thing the Creator wants you to know about his words is in the book of Amos, the 3rd chapter. Not only don't add nothing to it, don't take nothing away from it, don't steal his words, fixing your tongue saying he said, but in the book of Amos, another thing the Creator wants you to know about his words is in Amos, the 3rd chapter. In the book of Amos, the 3rd chapter, the 7th verse. And this is what it says. Surely, Yah Elohim will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Regardless of what you want to call yourself, I don't care. You can call yourself anything. But according to the scriptures, according to the word of the Most High, He's not going to do anything but what he first revealed unto his servants, the prophets. This is where all his secrets come from. In other words, there are things that are hidden from the people. The people just don't know. A lot of people think, everything is already revealed. Well, then, if everything is already revealed, then who is David, since everything is already revealed? If everything is already revealed, then what tribe do you come from? And then, after you tell me what tribe you came from, prove it. If this is true. If everything is already revealed, everything's already revealed, then what year are we going home? Since everything is already revealed. These are the things I think any Israelite would want to know. If everything is already revealed, then when is Jacob troubled? The same trouble that Yah said he was going to deliver us out of. When is that? Since everything is already revealed. But if it's not revealed, who do you think he's going to reveal it through? Well, according to the scriptures, his servant. His servant. Now, if it's already revealed, then tell us. Tell the people these very vitally important questions that they want to know. I get these questions all the time. Who is David? Well, you tell them, since everything is already revealed. Furthermore, speaking about the Creator's word, because once you understand, once you know what the word of the Most High is, then you can begin to define his words. And oftentimes we have other people trying to teach us, and we've allowed other people to teach us and to tell us the word of Yah. Here it is. We go to the prophets to read something, and they say, oh, that's not law. That's commentary. That's commentary. The word of Yah's commentary. But this is what people would tell us. That's not the law. The prophets are not the law. Well, I'm going to show you that what people have been telling you is just not the truth. I'm going to show you that the prophets and everything they say is the law. I know you probably never seen that, nor have you heard that. So what our people do, they stop at the book of Deuteronomy and say, well, that's where the law stops. Is there any laws past Deuteronomy? Show me a law past Deuteronomy. Well, I'm going to show you a bunch. What else about this word of Yah? Look in the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter. How can one teach the word of Yah and they don't know what the word of Yah is? What it consists of? And then, after you let the people know what the word of Yah is, you still can't define his words. According to the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, the 7th and 8th verse, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of Yah bloweth upon it. Surely, The people is grass. All we are is grass. The grass withereth. The flower fadeth. But the word of our Elohim shall stand forever. How then can a man claim to be the word? When a man, once Yahweh's spirit blow upon a man, he's like grass. In other words, he's gone. And every man that Yahweh blew upon, that's exactly what happened. They died. They were gone. But the word of Elohim is forever. Once Yahweh spoke his word, it was forever. And if you have not heard, he said his word will not come back void. It's not going to come back empty. It's going to do what it was purposed to do. What else about this word of Yah? You're not to add nothing to it. You're not to take nothing from it. Stands forever. And when he reveal it, or he's not going to do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants, the prophets. Well, let me show you something else about the Creator's word. And you will find this in the book of Isaiah, since we're in Isaiah, the 8th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, and watch what it says in the 20th verse. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And why? Because this is the word of Yah. What do you think his law is? And what do you think his testimony is? That's part of his words. And I'm going to show you this. But if they're not speaking about his laws, and most people don't know what a law is, and we're going to show you what a law is. Most people don't know what a testimony is, and we're going to show you what a testimony is, and the difference between a law and a testimony. But regardless of what each one are, if they not speak according to the law and to the testimony, there's no light in them. And why? Because those are his words. And if you don't know his word, if you don't know what a testimony is, then you surely not going to speak according to it. And if you don't know what a law is, you're not going to speak according to that. The New Testament tells you the law is done away with. It will tell you the law was nailed to the cross. It'll tell you that the law made nothing perfect. And none of those things are true. But we have many Israelites who adhere to the New Testament and say they keep the law. Another thing I want you to see about the law, which none of the nations like, this is one of the reasons why we the most hated people on the earth. And you'll find this in the book of Psalms 147. And this is what it says in the book of Psalms 147. thinking about the Creator's word. The 19th and the 20th verse. He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He have not dealt so with any nation. And as far as his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye Yah. In other words, the only one that has his word, the only one, is called Jacob. And what is his word? I'm going to show you what the Creator's word is. But the only one have it is Jacob. Well, who have his statutes and his judgment? Israel. Israel have his statutes and his judgments. And we're going to show you what's a statute, what's a judgment, so you can understand when you're reading and studying the Creator's word, you know exactly what you're reading, you know exactly what you're studying, and you know exactly what the Creator is telling you. What sense does it make for you to study and read the Creator's word and not know what you're reading? The scriptures say wisdom is the principal thing, but with all thy getting, get understanding. And nobody else can teach you this, and nobody else is teaching you this. And I'm going to show you they're not teaching you this. And right before I go into showing you the various components of the Creator's word, let me just show you this to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt. The statement that I made to you is the truth. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter. And what statement was that? Every time you read the prophets, you're reading the law. Now, how can I boldly say that? Well, let's look at the law and let's see what it says. In the book of Deuteronomy, 18th chapter, and watch what this says in the 15th verse. Yah, thy Elohim, will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken, according to all that thou desirest of Yah, thy Elohim, in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of Yah, my Elohim, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. And Yah said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my what? My words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. Now this is what makes this a law. And it shall come to pass that whatsoever or whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. And all I hear people talking about, this is the book of the law. This is the book of the law. Well, the book of the law tell you that all the prophets speak in his name, he's going to hold you responsible for it. So everything Isaiah and Amos and Jonah and Jeremiah and Daniel and all the rest of the prophets spoke, you required to hearken to them. 20th verse. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other deities, other gods, other idols, even that prophet shall die. And if thou say in thy heart, how shall we know the word which Yah have not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of Yah, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which Yah have not spoken, but the prophet has spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him. And here it is, we got people who will make the prophets make their words in which they speaking in the name of Yah, and they bring in the word of Yah, and will make their words commentary. And they will tell you, well, that's not law. Well, it was law for them to speak it. And as a matter of fact, our people is the one that asks for the prophets and asks the Most High, can there be someone that he can speak to instead of our people? And Yah says, sure. You've spoken well. I'm going to send you a prophet, a messenger, someone who will speak my words. But don't come after you done asked me this. Come to me after I send somebody to speak my words to you, and he's going to look just like you, and he's going to come from the midst of your brethren. Don't come to me telling me that's commentary, that ain't the book of the law, or that ain't the law of Yah. And yes, it is the law of Yah. That was in the book of the law. And now that I sent him to speak to you my words, then you will take my word in vain? You would take my name in vain, and they coming in my name. So it's up to you. But this is the law. Now, what is the Creator's word? Well, let me show you the components of the Creator's word. Let me show you the very first component. The very first component of Yah's word. And you'll find the very first component of Yah's word in the book of Genesis. And this is the very thing that not only got us in trouble in the beginning, but it's also still getting our people in trouble today. And watch what it says in the book of Genesis, the third chapter. And you're going to see. What I'm telling you. In Genesis, the third chapter. And what are we discussing? What is the word of Yah? We see how important it is. The Almighty said, according to his word shall live forever. Grass withers, the flower fadeth, but the word of Elohim shall last forever, stand forever. The Almighty said to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Why? What you think his word is? His word is light. The Creator lets us know he showeth his word unto Jacob. He showeth his word unto all these other nations. He showeth his word unto Jacob, and his statutes and his judgments unto Israel.
ye have not dealt with any nation. And as far as his judgment, they have not known them. It says, Yah will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants, the prophets. That's his words. And look what he said. Oh, and let me not forget, every word of Elohim is pure. Every. And he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. And let's see if I'm lying to you. What are the components of the word of Yah where you can look and say, that's his words? In the book of Genesis, the third chapter, watch what it says. Speaking of Adam and Eve. Sixth verse. And when a woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Now watch what transpired. A verse, and they heard the voice of Yah Elohim walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of Yah Elohim amongst the trees of the garden. And Yah Elohim called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden. And I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? In other words, who you been talking to? Whose voice have you been adhering to? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And Yah Elohim said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And of course, we know the story. He cursed the serpent above all beasts, all cattle in the field, and made him go upon the death of his belly. And then he also punished the woman and multiplied her sorrow and her conception, and that she was to submit herself to her husband. But watch what he say to Adam, because this is the part I want you to get. 17th verse. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Curse is the ground for thy sake. He didn't say curse is you. I don't want to curse. But curse is the ground for thy sake. And sorrow shall thou eat of it all the days of thy life. But why? Because he hearkened unto his voice, wife, over the voice of Yah. And most people don't understand how important Yahweh's voice is. But I want you to see, because this is the first component of Yahweh's words. That's why in the book of Genesis, the first chapter, it is say, and Elohim said, let there be light. And where do you think that came from? Well, his voice. And what did he speak out of his voice? His words. And our people are not familiar with the voice of the Most High and how Yahweh speaks. And we're going to get you familiar with his voice so you can understand how he speaks. It's not a coincidence that no other book would tell you, thus says Yah, or the word of Elohim came unto me saying, or the word of Yah came unto me, or Elohim say, or Yah say, because they're not his words. Watch what it says in the book of Genesis 22. And this is a time when Abraham took his son, his only son, Isaac, to sacrifice him. And why? Because the Most High told him to. But look what happens in Genesis 22 and 15. And the angel of Yah called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, says Yah. And how can an angel speak like that? Because he's a messenger of Yah. For because thou hast done this thing. This angel is not coming in the first person. He's coming in the second person. He's telling you what thus says Yah. And has not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand was is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And watch why. Why all these blessings is coming upon Abraham. Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. All the nations, because thou has obeyed my voice. And what is his voice? Well, his voice is the things that he tell us. Thus says Yah. The word of Yah came unto me saying. Yah said, Elohim said. That's his words. That's one component of his words. It's the first thing. It's his voice. Furthermore, look at the book of Genesis, the 26th chapter. And watch what it says. Starting at the first verse. And there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, the king of Philistines, unto Gerar. And Yah appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed, speaking of Isaac, shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Now, why would Yahweh do this to Isaac? Well, you're about to see why. The fifth verse. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice, kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. But obey my voices, that's number one. That's the first thing. And just one more thing on this, so you can see how important the Creator's voice is. Because what do you think is coming out of his mouth? In the book of Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter. And watch what the Creator says. Starting at the 9th verse. Deuteronomy 4. Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thy eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons, especially the day that thou stoodest before Yah the Elohim in Horeb, when Yah said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. And ye came near and stood under the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire into the midst of heaven, with darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. And Yah spake unto you out of the midst of the fire. And watch what the Creator says. Ye heard the voice of the words, but saw no similitude, but ye heard a voice. And then what did he, what came out of this voice? And he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments. And he wrote them upon 2 tables stone. And watch what Yahweh says, because he don't just take for granted that you understand what he's saying. And watch what he say in the 15th verse. Take ye therefore good heed to yourselves, for ye saw no manner of similitude on the day that Yah spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire. All you did was heard a voice. Don't come to me telling me you got this image that you're serving, that you're worshiping, as many of our people do. You didn't see no image. You saw no manner of similitude. All you did was hear a voice. Still to this day, this same voice still speaks to us, but nobody recognized the voice. And if you can't recognize the voice, it's only because you don't recognize his words. Watch what the Creator says in the book of Numbers, the 15th chapter. Because this is the first component of his words. You got to know how Yah speaks. And most people don't. But we're going to show you. In the book of Numbers 15, this is what it says. The 30th verse. But the soul that doeth our presumptuously, whether he be born in a land or a stranger, the same soul reproaches Yah. And that soul shall be cut off from among his people, because he have despised the word of Yah. And you got to know what his word is. And broken his commandment. That soul shall utterly be cut off, for his iniquity shall be upon him. First time I ever seen in the scriptures. The word of Yah came to anyone was the first prophet I ever seen in the scripture, or the first man called a prophet. But just like him, all that was before him, such as Noah and Shem and some of the other righteous, Enoch and Methuselah, and they all had to adhere to Yahweh's voice. Show you one more thing, then I'm going to go to the other components. In the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter. And watch what it says in the very first verse. After these things, the word of Yah came unto Abraham in a vision. Abram in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield, and thy exceeding great reward." Then it came to him again in the fourth verse. And behold, the word of Yah came unto him, saying, "This shall not be thy heart, but he that shall come forth out of thy own bowels shall be thy heart." We must obey Yah's voice, but we must understand how Yah speaks. How then can we understand the word of Yah? And we don't even know his voice. We don't know how he speaks. And let me tell you how he speaks. Thus says Yah, or Elohim says, or Yah says, or the word of my Elohim came unto me saying, this is how he speaks. And when he speaks, we got to understand his voice. Furthermore, to show you the various components other than his voice that you have to concern yourself with so that you will know the word of Yah. For what is the word of Yah? Watch this in the book of Psalms 19. Because then we can, once you know his words, then we can go in and start dissecting and discerning the difference between one and the other. In the book of Psalms 19, watch what it says. In the 7th verse, the law of Yah is perfect, even though some books will tell you otherwise. And why? Because the law is the word of the Most High. What do you think he commanded us to do? His laws. But the law of Yah is perfect and it converts your soul. And what is the law? I'll show you what the law is. It says the testimony of Yah is sure, making wise the simple. And what is a testimony? Because that also is part of the word of Yah. These are the various components. We already read about his voice. Now we see his law. We see his testimony. That's three things right there. And watch what it says in the 8th verse. The statutes of Yah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yah is pure, enlightening the eyes. Other components of the Creator's word. That's five things right there. Watch the 9th verse. The fear of Yah is clean, enduring forever. And the judgments of Yah are true and righteous altogether. A lot of people look at the fear of Yah, it's just some type of spirit. No. The fear of Yah is not just a spirit. And I'm going to show you. The fear of Yah, also the word of Yah. It's also his words. Why do you think the scripture say the fear of Yah is clean? Enduring forever. And we're going to bring these things to you. And someone might ask, they say, well, what about Yah's covenants? And what about Yah's charge? Well, once you begin to understand the various things that we bring to you here, then you're going to understand everything about the Creator's word. Like he said unto Abraham. Abraham obeyed his voice, kept his charge, his commandments, his statutes, and his laws. And I may add and also tell you, Abraham kept his judgments. So we're going to bring these things to you. But let me show you another thing on obeying the voice of Yah in the book of 1 Samuel. And really, this is just on obeying his words. Period. See, because the reason why it's very essential that you understand this, when the Creator tell people to obey his words, is because oftentimes he's not bringing his words to everybody. He's only bringing his word to select individuals. And so he's bringing it to them. So if you're not familiar with the Creator's word, or you have some reservations, that's why they ask the Most High, well, what if you say in your heart, how shall we know the word of Yah? And people don't know the word of Yah. That's why they're able to be tricked and bamboozled. But I'm here, I'm showing you something that most people won't show you, and that is how Yahweh speaks, so that you will know his words. If they're not speaking like this, if they can't show you, thus says Yah, then you know they are a counterfeit. And don't allow them to steal his words and say he said, but they can't show you. You got to tell them, you got to ask them, show me where Yahweh said. Don't just tell me Yahweh said, show me. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, and watch the 22nd verse. This Or we're going to start at the 20th verse. And Saul said unto Samuel, watch what Saul say now. He said this to, well, let's start at the 19th verse so y'all can understand this. 1 Samuel 15, verse 19. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of Yahweh, but didst fly upon the spoil and didst evil in the sight of Yah? And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of Yah, and I've gone the way which Yah sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto Yah, the Elohim, in Gilgal. And let me tell you, this is what your leaders and the rulers who call themselves Kohanim and rabbis and priests and Morais and all kind of names, this is what they're going to say in time to come when the Almighty said, "What? Why haven't you obeyed my voice?" And the people are going to say, well, it was the leaders. It was the rulers. It was this person. It was the Moray. It was the rabbis. It was... You think Yahweh going to hear that? Well, I'm going to show you what Yahweh has to say about it. 22nd verse. And Samuel said, have Yah as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of Yah? Why? Because that's number one. And he's not having you to obey his voice because he spoke directly to you. He wants you to obey his voice because he done sent a messenger to teach you. And if you don't know how he speaks, then how can you know his voice? And if you don't know his voice, then how can you know his words? And watch what it says. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of Yah. And what is his word? Well, his voice. He have also rejected thee from being king. And watch Saul. Let me show you how Saul acknowledged. After he said he obeyed the voice of Yah, look what he says in the 24th verse. And Saul said unto Samuel, I've sinned, for I've transgressed the commandment of Yah and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. And this is what's going on today. You don't see a people that fear the Most High. You see a people that fear the people. They fear man. Now, therefore, I pray thee, pardon my sin, turn again with me, that I may worship Yah. And Samuel said unto Saul, I will not return with thee, for thou hast rejected the word of Yah. And Yah have rejected thee from being king over Israel. And little do people know, do you honestly believe that Yahweh is a respecter of person? No, he is not. He's not a respecter of person at all. If he would reject the king, if you reject his word by not obeying his voice, he's going to reject you. He rejected the king. Why wouldn't he reject you? And let me show you. Lastly, the type of people, because I tell you, there's only select individuals that Yahweh will bring his word to. This is the very thing that most people don't want to humble themselves to. Watch this in the book of Exodus. And we're going to start at the 13th verse. It's in the book of Exodus, the 18th chapter, the 13th verse. And I just want you to see this. And it came to pass on them all that Moshe sat to judge the people. And the people stood by Moshe from the morning until evening. And why? Because that's when the mall starts, in the morning. And I'm going to show you how beautiful that is concerning some of the things that our people teach. And when Moshe's father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, "What is this thing that thou doest to the people? Why sittest thou thyself alone, and all the people stand by thee from morning until evening?" And we got that going today in some classes. And Moses said unto his father-in-law, "Because the people come unto me to inquire of Elohim. When they have a matter, they come unto me, and I judge between one and another, and I do make them know the statutes of Elohim and his laws." And Moshe's father-in-law said unto him, "The thing that thou doest is not good." This is not good. Here it is, you got the people from the morning all the way to the evening. This thing ain't good. "Thou will surely wear away both thou and this people that is with thee. For this thing is too heavy for thee. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. Hearken now unto my voice. I will give thee counsel, and Elohim shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to Elohim, that thou mayest bring the causes unto Elohim. And thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shall show them the way wherein they must walk, and the work that they must do." And I'm about to show you the people who Yah deal with when it comes to his word. "Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear Elohim." That's the very first thing. Not someone that fear the people. "Men of truth." You got to be somebody who's willing, ready, and able to just tell the truth, regardless of how people feel about it. "Hating covetousness." In other words, you just can't covet other people's stuff. "These people belong to me. These tithes belong to me. This house belong to me." Ain't nothing belong to you. Matter of fact, you don't even belong to you. You belong to the Most High. "And place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, rulers of tens, and let them judge the people at all seasons. And it shall be that every great matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee. If thou shalt do this thing, and Elohim command thee so, then thou shalt be able to endure. And all these people shall also go to their place in peace." So Moshe hearkened to the voice of his father-in-law and did all that he had said. And I may add, the Most High granted this petition to Moses after his father-in-law had counseled him, and the Most High put his spirit on 70 of the elders in the community. He took some of the spirit off of Moses and put it on the elders. And why is that important? Because the last teaching we did was on the very spirits of the Most High. And I don't know how one can even think that he can teach, do, watch, execute any other words of Yah without his spirit. You must have his spirit. And now that you know that you must have these spirits, and what you must do to get these spirits, now we can teach you the word of Yah. And the very first thing that you must get, that you must know, that you must learn, is how Yahweh speaks. You must know his voice that you might be obedient to his word. This is number one. And then we'll get into the various laws, commandments, statutes, judgments, and testimonies of the Most High, so that you will know the difference between one and the other and why all these things are the word of Yah. For what is the word of Yah? And we bring the rest to you, or various other components of his words tomorrow. So until then, Yah, we love you, and so do I. Shalom.
Mercy and his love and kindness, 'cause I know that I ain't worthy.